U.S. troops making a second foray into Baghdad today, with armored units rolling into the capital. Military officials began to focus on the shape of a post-war Iraq, with British Prime Minister Tony Blair expected to press President Bush in a meeting in Northern Ireland today on an international role in rebuilding Iraq. Still, attention is focused on this current critical phase of fighting. NPR's Juan Williams spoke this morning with Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz.
How is the war going, Mr. Wolfowitz? We've seen U.S. troops now making a second venture into the heart of Baghdad. What does this signify?
Well, I think we're making steady progress, but there's a danger, I think, in trying to measure it on an hourly basis, even though we're getting hourly reports from the front. There's a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of potential dangers ahead of us. Obviously, one of the things we continue to look out for very closely is the possibility of any use of chemical weapons. So our troops are very much on the alert. They're not taking anything for granted, and we're not making any assumptions about how quickly this will proceed. But clearly, the progress in Baghdad is good progress. Getting chemical Ali is a good step forward, but let's not underestimate the magnitude of that apparatus of fear that they've created.
Secretary Wolfowitz, earlier you mentioned the death of, or reported death, of Ali Hassan al-Majid, man known as Chemical Ali, who was President Saddam Hussein's commander in the southern region of Iraq. What would his death mean in terms of American or coalition control of that region?
It's a step forward. And clearly, if this can be confirmed in a way that's convincing to the people of southern Iraq, I think they will relief. They know there are lots of killers still around, but I think it will increase their confidence that this regime is, in fact, on the way out, because that's where it's going. But if you've had the experience in the past of having your family tortured, your relatives killed, yourself threatened, you're going to be cautious about stepping forward until you're really convinced these characters are gone.
What about weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological? U.S. and British troops have not found such weapons thus far. Are you convinced that they will be found?
Their goal right now is not to search for weapons of mass destruction. Their goal is to defeat this regime and remove it from power and remove the terrorized silence that the Iraqi people. I've rarely seen in my career so much confidence from the intelligence community as in their estimate that Iraq does have chemical and biological weapons. Once we've completed our military task and once the people who have participated in those programs in the past are actually free to speak without worrying that they or their relatives are going to be killed, I think we'll get the information. It's only an incidental concern at the moment.
You've said it could take 6 months after U.S. control of Iraq to turn it over to an interim government led by the Iraqi people. So how long will U.S. military have to maintain control of Iraq in a post-Saddam Hussein scenario?
Actually, what I was saying was that in the last experience we had in Iraq, which was in northern Iraq in 1991, we in fact had turned everything over to Iraqis, not just interim. We were out of there completely in 6 months, and I didn't think that that's probably a realistic estimate for the whole country. But we've said it over and over again, that our goal is not an occupation, but a liberation. We want to see an Iraqi government, if I can paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, that's of the Iraqi people, for the Iraqi people, and by the Iraqi people. And that the sooner we can get to that, the better. But in the interim period, someone has to make sure that the basic needs of the population are met for things like water and food and medicine, and also that a secure environment is created in which a democratic political process can proceed. So what we anticipate is a very active process moving from the demise of this horrible regime to a new government that is an Iraqi government, and we'll be facilitating. We want that to go as fast as it can, but we need to be realistic as well.
So how long do you think it would take to put in place a Iraqi regime or government, I should say, that is run by the Iraqi people?
You know, I understand why everyone wants to have timelines and make predictions, but you really can't in this business. It's something, even if we knew everything, I don't think we could predict, but there's a lot that we don't know because some 20 million Iraqis are still not free to say what they think about the political future of their country, and that's an essential ingredient.
Secretary Wolfowitz, do you have a vision of democracy spreading from Iraq throughout the Middle East after the war?
Nothing as simplistic as that, no. I do think that it would be very valuable to dispel the impression that for some unexplained reason, Arabs are not capable of democracy. I heard people say that many years ago, not so many years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, about the Koreans or other people in East Asia who have since demonstrated that even though they don't have any democratic tradition in their history, they've been able to establish functioning democracies.
There have been reports that several hundred soldiers of the Iraqi National Congress exile group were flown into an area near the city of Nasiriyah. What is the purpose of the U.S. military allowing exiles to come in as a military force?
Well, we've been looking for help in every direction we can find it from Iraqis themselves for two reasons. Number one, because it's valuable and important for the future for them to take some responsibility. And secondly, because it, most importantly, it can help to save American lives.
But you don't have any question about the U.S. military being able to finish this and take control of Baghdad in
none
short order?
None at all. I think the outcome here is absolutely certain. And, in fact, the sooner that that message is clearly communicated to all the people who are fighting a desperate and losing fight for this horrible regime, I think the sooner it can all be over. But it's not over yet.
One last question about Arab public perception. The ministers, the people in charge of the Iraqi government, continue to go on TV and say their U.S. columns have not entered Baghdad to portray the U.S. as an occupying force. How do you deal with that propaganda aspect?
Well, I think some of it is self-discrediting. I think this minister of information has become something of a joke. But I think at the more serious level, I think the question of how this is all perceived is going to have to be answered very much by how the Iraqis ultimately perceive it, and they're not able to speak freely yet. They will be when this is over.
NPR's Juan Williams speaking with Deputy Defense Secretary Wolfowitz.